You know, Dean was talking about professions that just don't get enough credit, don't get enough merit. I think Chicago firefighters may be near the top of that list, and the Chicago Firehouse Restaurant is honoring firefighters. I did not know. Now I do. Thursday, May 4, is National Firefighters Day, and I think we could take a hose and spray our best friends with water on that day to celebrate. Here right now, Shannon Talkman of the historic Chicago Firehouse Restaurant. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, how are you doing, Steve?
How about that lead-in?
I love it. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. What are you doing to celebrate National Firefighters Day?
Well, we are lucky to partner up with Ignite the Spirit, which is a great organization that aids and assists firemen, firefighters, and their families. And so we're going to throw them a beautiful brunch on Thursday with a band and balloons and great food. And since we are Engine 104, we thought it was appropriate to invite 104 firefighters.
That's wonderful. You know, I would argue what I just said is absolutely true. Chicago firefighters, firefighters around the country, just that profession, unheralded, you know. I mean, for the work they do, who runs into a burning building, right? And we just lost two of our best, right?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. It's definitely an occupation that was never in my wheelhouse. I'm thankful there are many people that do take that occupation, and we honor them at the restaurant. We do get so many firefighters at the restaurant from all over the country, and it's always nice. We give them a slight, we give them a discount when they come in. We love to talk to them. We talk about the history with them. It's a great occupation. It needs to be honored.
I totally agree with you. Tell me about the Chicago Firehouse Restaurant, which is a landmark building in the city.
It is a landmark building. We are a firehouse that was built in 1905. It was a firehouse that was mainly for the Prairie Avenue families, sort of your who's who's of families at the turn of the century. Families like the Marshall Fields, your John Sheds, your Pullman family. It's a very unique firehouse. It was an active firehouse until 1987. It was featured in the movie Backdraft. Mayor Daley was a fan of our restaurant, and we were fortunate enough that when he was mayor that he had President Bush's 60th birthday party in our restaurant. Mm. So we've seen and done a lot.
Yeah, indeed. And are there still so if I walk into the restaurants, first of all, you could say I've driven by there many, many times, of course, and you're on South Michigan Avenue, 1401 South Michigan Avenue. And you could tell, I mean, it was a firehouse, that's clear. But when you walk inside, are there remnants of the firehouse? For example, can I slide down the pole? I've always wanted to do that.
You can stand by the pole, but the pole itself has actually been sealed from the second floor to the first floor. But we definitely have our brass pole, which is, I can't tell you how many times an evening guests will say, do you still have the pole? And they're very excited and very giddy when they get to see the pole. So, but yeah, we definitely have the pole. All the tiled bricks in our bar area are original to the firehouse, as well as the tin ceiling that you will see when you enter our building.
Are you doing anything else on that day to help raise money? You mentioned Ignite the Spirit, which is a nonprofit, to raise money for those firefighters, and if just folks like me who appreciate firefighters and or who haven't been to your restaurant before and or want to return to the restaurant, is there something special happening for the public that day?
Well, again, you know, firefighters, you know, do get their discount that day. But, you know, basically all of our servers are just always attentive to those firefighters.
Hmm. And what kind of cuisine do you have for folks that have not been there? Apparently, you must have hot sauce.
Well, we are a landmark steakhouse, as we like to call ourselves. But we are also a very much a neighborhood restaurant. So we do have a variety of different types of steaks. Of course, you have a Delmonico, ribeyes, fillets. But then we also have a killer burger. We also have a great buffalo chicken sandwich, as well as salads and soups. And so we have a little bit of everything for Chicagoans and as well as our neighborhood.
All right. As I said, that's at 1401 South Michigan Avenue. If people, I don't quite understand. So I know you're holding the event for firefighters for breakfast, but if people want to come during the day, it is open to the public that day on May 4th. And can people make a contribution? Are you making some donation or something for Ignite the Charity? I mean, Ignite the Spirit. I'm sorry.
Well, we're hosting the breakfast for all the firefighters with the band and the balloons and everything, as well as a donation on our side. So we are not open for lunch. We are only open for dinner service, but I think it's going to be just a great, fabulous event.
All right. What's your website?
It is chicagofirehouse.com.
Very good. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for supporting the Chicago firefighters. Shannon Talkman, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.